Hey there, I'm Nadia Norman, and you are tuning into an audio article. Why you must know your numbers in your fitness business. This is one article from a series of articles called Fit Biz Basics and is number one. If you'd like to read or listen to the others, head across to my website, www.nadianorman.com/blog. Get financially fit by understanding your numbers. Do you know how much money comes in and out of your business? Are you all over it like white on rice, or do you dig your head in the sand and ignore all money conversations? If it's the latter, I am sorry, but you are in big trouble. If you have no idea what's happening with your finances, you are flying blind. By that I mean your business will be reactive versus proactive. You will find yourself being in chaos mode rather than calm mode. You will have fluctuating cash flow. There probably isn't a lot of money in your bank, and you're living week to week. Now, in the same way that we tell our clients when it comes to their nutrition, you can't measure what you don't track. And if you're not tracking your business, it's very easy to be spending more than you are making. And this is a one-way ticket to the fit biz danger zone. Now, we all have our money stories and a personal relationship to it. There are tons of emotions tied in with money, and this is the result of societal and familial conditioning. How you think about money and the meaning that you give to money will dictate the types of decisions that you make in your business. And if this is something that you've never delved into, then I encourage you to read the powerful book called Sacred Success, A Course in Financial Miracles by Barbara Stanny. This is one of my top go-to books for my FitPro clients who are in my Tribe Business Amplifier membership. The reason being, it is seriously powerful and will help you to understand your money mindset and money personality. And one of her quotes that I love is this: "Financial stability is necessary to reduce any distraction to reaching your greatness. You cannot possibly follow your destiny if you're drowning in debt or struggling to make it." Let that sink in for a moment. Now, that aside, I know that thinking about your finances can sometimes produce icky feelings. Feelings of shame, embarrassment, hopelessness, and lack. However, choosing to be ignorant of your financial situation is just making it worse. You can't keep digging your head in the sand and hoping for a different outcome. But also, just know that those emotions, they don't have to be true for you. On the flip side, it is possible, it is more than possible, to have a thriving fitness business and feel excited, hopeful, proud, and deserving of your finances. So this Fit Biz Basic is this: get brutally honest with yourself and go through your financials with a fine-tooth comb. This is the absolute starting point for your entire business. Now, we're going to keep this pretty simple. So at the simplest level, what I want you to do is work out how much you're earning and what's going out, in other words, your expenses, and see if you are happy with the balance. The next step is to analyze your expenses and to see if you can trim them. Are you spending money on things that you don't need to? Like me, who when I did this exercise, realized that I was leaking $500 a month out of my bank account onto memberships and shit and things that I wasn't using. Oops. Following on from that, then analyze your income. Like when you look at your income, can you easily predict your income over the coming weeks and months? Or are you someone who's constantly chasing money, waiting on invoices, and living week to week? The answer to those questions will determine what systems you need to enhance or implement into your business. Lastly, is the balance between the two things satisfactory? Are you happy with the balance between your expenses and your income? Can you live on it comfortably in a manner that you want to live whilst taking into consideration savings and tax and holidays and education? Are you able to focus on your personal training, craft, and services, Or are you constantly worried about cash? This is where you need to sit down and spend a few hours going over your accounts and contemplating these questions. Yes, I understand that this process is time consuming and, depending on your money's mindset, could be considered somewhat punishing. But if you want to hit your business potential, then this is an absolute no-brainer. You don't need to overcomplicate this exercise, but you do need to do it. And I promise you, I wholeheartedly promise you, that once you do this, you will feel better. You will feel in control, and you will have an amazing springboard to progress your business. Thanks for listening to this audio article, and please be sure to subscribe to the Mind Your Fitness Business newsletter for more in-depth tips and advice. If you want to do this, please head across to www.nadianorman.com/mind-your/fitness/business.